Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's gobble.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Like to thank today's sponsor, Smart Cups. You'll hear more about Smart Cups in the middle of this episode, but if you guys want to head over to smartcups.com and enter the code Mallory20, they are the most amazing energy drinks in the entire world. Don't you agree, Kyle?
Absolutely love them. Drink them every day, every morning. Nothing like them.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's podcast. I bet you are just full of joy right now on your way to a Christmas of some sort or whatever version of holiday you celebrate. Either that, or you might be filled with a little bit of angst because you don't have your Christmas gifts wrapped yet, or there's a volatile family member, or who knows what you're feeling right now, but I bet most of you are feeling joy. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. So I wanted to bring on a special guest today. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, it's me again.
To just have a quick little Christmas conversation, because what a joyous time of the year it is around Christmas and holiday. And I've done several podcasts around having a stress-free holiday and how to use the Enneagram to understand why you do the things you do kind of around the holiday, and just one on how to find peace during the holiday season. And so today, to wrap up this holiday content, we're just going to have a little holiday conversation. And you guys are probably listening to this, like I said, on your way to wherever you're going to spend your holidays. So let's just talk about Christmas today, Kyle.
I remember my very first Christmas memory. It was a tradition in our family. We could open a present the night before Christmas.
Oh, you told us this one on the last holiday podcast.
Did I really? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to jog your memories. So I remember my mom always kind of ushered a gift towards us. And every year it was a Christmas nightgown. And I was so pissed. I was like, oh man, a stinking Christmas nightgown.
You wore a gown?
I think it was a nightgown or Christmas PJs, yeah.
Okay, this podcast is starting out a little bit different than I thought it would, but thanks, Kyle, for your 2 cents on the nightgown and the repeat of the story. So, you know, holiday being right around the corner, you're probably looking back on a really wild December. I feel like it's just kind of full of tasks and things and so much hustle and bustle. And that's another reason that we kind of did some content around that too. Like, I feel like whether it's holiday or whether you're listening to this at a different time in the year, it's so easy to get caught up in the, I am so busy. I've got so much to do, and to let things hang over your head to such an extent that I feel like you miss the entire season of whatever it is that's in front of you, whether it's a holiday, whether it's another season in your life, a wedding season or, you know, something else that's supposed to be joyous. And at the beginning of this week, I just kind of started to tip the scales into a little bit of, like, oh my gosh, I got this and this and this and this and this. And Kyle said, just flow through the week like water. And I was like, what? But I will say, at the beginning of the week, I said, you know what? I am just going to do that. I'm going to flow through this week. I'm not going to let tasks get the best of me. And I'm just going to do whatever it is in front of me and check that thing off the list and move on to the next. Because I feel like what was getting to me the most was I was looking at the entire list of things that I need to do the entire week as a whole. And I was doing every single task in front of me with all of those tasks in mind. So when I started looking at it as a, okay, I have to do this one thing that's in front of me, done, move to the next, it really just kind of changed my holiday vibe. And so I have my husband to thank for that.
I don't know
and
about
his
that.
Words of wisdom.
I feel like we got a head start this year too with the Christmas shopping, with the wrapping. And all that, I feel like when you have 2 children, it makes you more efficient.
Oh, I agree with that.
So we've got almost all of our Christmas shopping done. This is a little bit before Christmas, so, and it just makes you feel good too. I feel like we were really thoughtful in our gifts this year. It's not that they're really expensive gifts or anything like that. They were gifts that the person will actually like and use.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And two, if you get those tasks out of the way, or if you see them as just tasks, like yesterday I did a million things, but instead of being like, I have a million things to do, you know, and kind of going through the day like that, I changed my state at the beginning of the day and I got the things done that we need to get done. And then Kyle and I spent the night wrapping gifts and it was just great. You know, we had Home Alone playing in the background. I personally like the movie The Family Stone.
Oh,
Kyle
my God.
Is not a fan. And
that
this is
movie sucks so bad.
Kyle.
So weird.
I love that movie, but, you know, we were just watching Christmas movies and wrapping gifts, and we were able to really enjoy the, you know, holiday that was in front of us, and I'm so happy that we were able to do that, because these are the days of our lives. If we're not able to find joy in the joyful seasons, you know, what are they there for? So another thing that I feel like is something that we're keeping at the forefront of our mind and trying to make it as easy as possible is travel. So, you know, I said on a podcast before, it's really hard because it's the balance of wanting to spend Christmas with your family, your larger, more extended family, and rushing from place to place to place to place to where your holiday dissipates into thin air because you're traveling the entire season. So, you know, Kyle and I are pretty fortunate that our families aren't too far apart, so we don't have to choose one Christmas over the other and spend one in a different state, or, you know, we're really lucky in that. But it still is, with 2 children as young as our children are, you know, Shepherd turned 3 months old today, and that's crazy to me. And Ford is 20 months today, actually. And it's just a challenge to travel. So it's like you kind of have to take a deep breath and just do it for what it is. And we're lucky that we have families that we need to go to, but we're only doing 2. And we're not going extended. You know, I'm looking forward to that. But something that Kyle and I always do
when things get stressful, we always realize like we've got to be on the same team. So if we get stressed and things are just so totally insane during the holiday season or when we're traveling especially, if Kyle and I start getting at each other and we're like, you know, stressed and starting to kind of snap towards each other, it makes everything 10 times worse. So, you know, Kyle's always really good at being like, we got to be on the same team on this because, you know, you're dealing with something that's hard in front of you because traveling is just tough with two little kids, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like having a game plan too, it's hard to have that conversation when everybody's stressed out and you're right in the middle of a stressful situation to kind of calm it down. It helps having that conversation before all the craziness starts. Just like, all right, we're going to get through this together. It's going to be fine. Let's go.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like too, you know, if you're a family that's, or if you're a person that's listening to this right now, whether you're traveling with young children or not, it can be like say your mom is very well-meaning, but really stresses you out. Like on the way to Christmas, she's telling you like all these things that need to get done and all these things that you got to do whenever you get there. And you know, whatever it is, just choose to be on the same team with whoever it is that you're experiencing this holiday with and look at it like that. And I feel like it helps us. So yeah. It's just a word of advice.
Really do. What are you looking forward to the most for this Christmas?
You know, I just love, you know, I'm from a little tiny, I don't even know if you'd call it a town. In Kentucky, I grew up on a farm with 23 first cousins, and Kyle also like loves visiting my family too in Kentucky. It's a really special place, and it was a really ideal and magical childhood, and it just comes alive again at Christmas because all my cousins come in, and now we have all of our children of our own, and I just really enjoy bringing Ford and Shepherd back to Kentucky and just experiencing it with all those young people. All those children, and it's so new to them because they don't live there like I grew up, and my parents are like running them across the street on four-wheelers and Rangers, and they get to ride horses, and you know, they're held by 15 million people. I just think it's just such a special time, and I'm so excited for that. And just that's a good hustle and bustle. Is in my house, it's like Grand Central Station in Kentucky. It's everybody's in and out, and it's just really cool. I'm really excited for that with our boys. What about you?
I like going to Kentucky. We usually do my family Christmas Day. We have a big lunch, so that's always good. You know, I'm kind of just going to enjoy the moment with our little family. It's been a young family, two young boys, and just kind of take it in. And I know they probably can't remember it now or when they'll get older, but just watching them kind of rip open their little gifts and watch them play with their toys, just the things that every parent looks forward to Christmas. So always remember coming down the stairs in my house on Christmas Day, see what Santa put under the tree. So I'm excited for our little family to experience that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like transitioning into the family that you grew up in and your own family. Like, you know, we talk about that all the time. Like, this is our family now, our little sweet little children. And it's really a special thing to think about that, you know, the things that we're going to do for them and create for them. And, you know, something that I've really been thinking of lately, and it's a funny thing, I didn't realize that I would feel like this, is, you know, we thought of Shepherd's name in the home stretch of the pregnancy. And it was literally in the last second that we decided to name him Shepherd.
Ford's name also.
Yeah, Ford's name also. But, you know, I didn't realize how much of the holiday season and the scene of the nativity and just all of the stories that you're reading to children involved shepherds and shepherd boys. And it's really been sweet. Like just this holiday season, you know, we didn't find out what we were having. Here we are with this sweet little boy and his name is Shepherd. And shepherds are such a special part of the nativity and the Christmas story. And it's just made me feel really, you know, connected to this sweet baby. And I tell Kyle all the time, I feel Shepherd is such a special little angel to me, and I feel really connected to him. And I just, you know, lately as I lay there and I'm putting him to sleep, I just think what a special thing it is, you know, to be having this little infant during the holiday season and his name is Shepherd. I just feel like it was just a meant to be thing, and he was the meant to be little baby that is ours. And here's his little name is Shepherd. And it's such a part of Christmas. And he's such a, you know, part of our family. And I feel like that's a special thing that I didn't expect, you know.
I love him. I think I'll keep him.
I know. I'll keep him too. We need those little shepherd boys in our life.
As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Let me tell y'all about something that my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning, to the shopping, to the prep, to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater-approved recipes right to your door each week. My pickiest eater would probably be my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves HelloFresh meals when we make them. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. So skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. Y'all know that we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy by making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you about a great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. So go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That's free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Okay, so I want to thank Smart Cups once more here in the middle of this podcast for sponsoring this episode and my other episodes. They are something that is just, it's a must in our house. And Kyle's on this podcast with me. I literally have to hide these energy drinks from Kyle because he drinks them all. So they're hidden around my house, and he found them this week, and I had to find another hiding
spot. It was a great week. She was very surprised I found her secret stash.
So they're these amazing, they're the world's first printed energy drink. So basically, you just pour water into these cups, and it turns into an energy drink. It has 5 calories, maybe 1 carb at this point. It's literally like nothing. Whatever diet you're on or program you're on, you're going to be able to drink these, I'm sure. So you don't crash off of them. It's just the most amazing energy, 125 milligrams of caffeine, and we just really love them. So you can go to smartcuts.com and enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. And I highly recommend these, especially going into the new year. We've all got new fitness routines and different things that are goals. This is going to help you out. So thanks so much to Smart Cups for sponsoring this podcast.
So what's three tips you can tell people to get through this Christmas? To not survive this Christmas, but to thrive this Christmas.
So I would definitely say what I've chosen to do this week in... I wrote down all of my tasks on a piece of paper that I had to do for that day. And then on the next piece of paper, I would write the things that I need to do for the rest of the week so that I'm not staring at this long list where there are things that I realistically know I can't get done in one day. And I'm looking at boxes I can't check off. I put down realistically what I need to get done and I go in order and I check off one thing and then the next thing. And I enjoy the Christmas season and I don't let it get overrun by those things that I need to do. I just simply do them, making a list, checking it twice, but in a like a joyful way, because there are things we have to do. You know, there are places we have to go, there are gifts we have to buy. And I just don't want that to take over my joy during the holiday season. And I feel like I did a good job with that this week. So I think that's one of my tips is organizing it so it's not this load kind of in your mind that you're carrying around.
Yeah. No, I would say one of the biggest things is, and I feel like a ton of people say this every year, is to get ahead of everything and get your shopping done early.
As you're listening to this on the Monday before Christmas Eve.
I know. You're still good. You're still good. So, you know, even a few weeks, make a day out of it. Just go to the mall, go somewhere to eat. I just feel like if you have all that crap done early, everything else is so much easier. And you don't have to wrap every single gift. Throw it in bags. I mean, it's so funny. I know Mal and I, we spend so much time on wrapping paper and making sure they look good, and it's all like when you're sitting around Christmas morning, it was all a span of about 5 minutes, and it's all getting thrown into trash bags. So don't get stressed out over any of that. Throw it in a bag, knock it out early, you're good.
He says this as we wrapped with like paper source wrapping last night and fancy bows.
Well, we're doing it early though, so we weren't like stressed about it.
Yeah, my sister used to always bring all of her gifts. She still does home in a trash bag and would like wrap them with all my mom's wrapping paper on Christmas Eve morning. But yeah, Kyle's so right. It's like it's all over the floor, and you realize these are not the memories and the moments when you think back on Christmas. The memories and the moments, that's what you remember. I don't remember the things that I got except for this horse that I got this one year. And that wasn't even that I remember I got a horse, but because my grandparents brought us all horses and literally brought them onto the front porch and into the living room. Like, we were so country
that
we did things like that. But it's all about the memories. It's not about the things. And, you know, what a wonderful place we live in the country that we live in and the place that we were born. But it's reality that here in America, consumerism is really at its height during the holiday season. And it really does make you feel like you've got to get every single thing under the sun. And I think that there's a way to find balance in gift giving, because there is so much joy in giving someone a gift that they're going to love. And not letting it take over the whole holiday season.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, though, the thing is, in 3 years, people are going to forget what you got.
It's so true.
Like, nobody remembers unless it's just some, you know, you hit a home run and got your wife or husband something special. I mean, nobody really remembers.
So it's like, don't spend too much of your effort and energy and money on, just really think, I said in the last podcast, what is that person's love language? What does that person love as an experience? Is it a, you know, think, I can't say it because in case he listens, I don't think my dad's going to listen to this podcast, but just in case he does, I got him the coolest gift this year ever. And this is a hero gift that he will remember, but I can't tell you what I got him last year or the year before I think that's another good one. You know, second, I think, you know, finding peace and joy in the season, it looks different for everyone. For me, there is such a peace in a holiday mass. And I know some people don't go to mass, or they only go to mass one time a year, or maybe they go every day. But man, there's such a presence in a holiday mass. And that's something that I find so much joy and peace in. But, you know, is peace for you something different? Is it having a quiet moment in the middle of all of the chaos? Is it taking a few minutes before you walk into the holiday party and deciding, I'm going to be the light at this party. I'm going to find joy. I'm not going to get, you know, thrown off by something that someone says. I'm going to really choose to be a light, to be positive and to bring joy into this holiday gathering. You know, finding whatever that is that brings you peace and joy, finding that within yourself before you walk into the mass chaos that is, you know, the fun part of the holiday.
Yeah. I mean, I really, really enjoy the holidays. I feel like it's cliche for everybody to be like, oh, it's Christmas and get stressed out. I feel like a lot of people really enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe
everybody
that's just me.
Yeah. I feel like most people do enjoy the holidays, but I also feel like all the enjoyable, awesome times in our lives, it flies by. And so my third little word of advice for the holiday is just try and like hang on to it. And I think a way to hang on to it, we always live in the past or the future. And it's really, really hard. It's the challenge of everybody in the world, I feel like, to live right in the moment. And it's something I work to do every day, but especially during times like this, where I just want to savor the moment. I read something on my friend Rachel Macy Stafford that I've had her on the podcast before, but she wrote that book, Hands Free Mama. And she wrote this quote in her Instagram feed, and it said something like, your family or your people will never be as they are right now. So don't check this weekend or this day or whatever it is off the list. Really enjoy and savor that. And it really got me last weekend because I was like, man, my little boys, next weekend, they'll be a week older. They'll never be as they are right now. Your holiday that you're about to walk into with your children or by yourself or as a single person or with a new boyfriend or whatever it is, it'll never be the same as it is right now. It'll never be the same as it is this year in 2019. So just really, you know, savoring that as what it is and trying your hardest to stay in the moment. And the way that I do that is when I have a million things like racing into my mind or thinking, oh, it's almost over, or oh, I've got to get through this, or oh gosh, I've got to travel in the morning. Just trying and letting those thoughts just come into my mind and come out of them and just trying to like really be in that moment and looking at my children and finding gratitude and everything. If you need like the most basic tool, I think, to stay in the moment is listing off things in your mind that you're grateful for. So if you feel like your mind is racing and it's passing you by, just kind of sitting there and saying, I'm grateful for this family that I have. I'm grateful for two healthy children. I'm grateful for a safe trip here. I'm grateful for the, you know, presents that I was able to buy for people, and making a list of gratitude in your mind. I feel like that's a way that that is easy for someone that it's like, oh my gosh, how do you stay in the moment? How do you be present? You said to do that, but you didn't teach me how. I think that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just enjoying the moment for what it is and just be a human being and not a human doing. Yeah. Those are good tips. I guess my tips aren't as deep. And my last one would be maybe throw your diet out the window on Christmas and don't. You don't want to go to, everybody hates going to the Christmas party and they don't want to hear Aunt Linda is gluten free. Seriously, you can have some dessert. You can enjoy yourself. Just go have fun. Enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, enjoy it for what it is. I agree. So, yeah, I think that was great. And Kyle's so good about helping me to stay in the moment and present. And, you know, find the person in your life that is that and sit by them at Christmas dinner. Or sit by them
sit
on the
by
couch.
People you like.
Sit by people that bring out like that joy in you and be that person for somebody else. So we just wanted to come on here and talk a little bit about holiday love and joy. And my holiday lover and I are going to go and wrap some more gifts. But at the end of the year, I want to make sure you guys know how grateful I am for the space that is this podcast and for this brand that has been born, for all of us to kind of together learn to live our lives to the fullest. And I mean, the opportunities that are coming for this brand and what you guys have allowed me to create in 2020 are really, really amazing. And I just have you to thank. So thank you for every single share and mention and listen and download. if you guys weren't listening to this, it wouldn't be what it is. So I just hope that you guys know that you are on the top of my gratitude list this Christmas. You and my husband are right up there at the top. I hope that you guys had the most wonderful holidays in the world. And I hope that something that you took from this podcast maybe helps you have a better holiday this season, or makes you feel just a little bit more joy and like you're living your lives a little bit more full this Christmas season. And let's own 2020. Okay. Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for listening, and tune in again in the new year.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
Thank you to Pampers Cruisers 360 for supporting this episode. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.